beautiful, you know, when I'm interacting with people. I think it would be weird if I was this guru who knew everything, and it's like, then why am I here? Like, what? I should just be in the freaking spirit world, just hanging out and chilling. I'm here. We're all here. If you are alive, it's because you still need to learn something. That's why you're still here. So I love being the student and I love being the teacher all at once. It's great and it's beautiful. And I'm so excited because I'm going to a Buddhist meditation later on. Yes! A whole day of spirit and connection and connecting. I am so grateful for this day and this new moon, and I can feel the vibes uplifting, and I hope you could too. Yeah! Okay. Oh my goodness. Time really does fly. Okay, so it's 2 o'clock on the hour. 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We have a lot more music coming in, and I can't wait to play the playlist. I can't wait for all the doo-wop to just swarm all in. I can't wait. So I'm gonna leave a lot of that to this. But so just stay tuned. Like I said, we got Chuck Berry, we got more Beatles, we got Frankie Valli and the Seasons. We got Brian Wilson, you know. We have Jimmy Soul. Oh my God, I can't believe that song. We have more Stevie Wonder, Fats Domino's, English Beat, Bo Diddley, Bobby Darin, Andrew Sisters. Oh my God, the list just keeps going on and on and on and on. I love it. I love it. Here we go with Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO 91.5.
When bells ring out the summer breeze. Oh, baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing old alma mater and think of things that used to be. I remember so well back when the weather was cool. We used to have so much fun when we were walking to school. If we stopped off to hear the latest songs they sing, can't we just make it in before the bell would ring? Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer free. Baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing the old alma mater and think of things it used to be.
Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer breeze. give me your funny paper, and in the middle of negotiations, you break down. I never give you my number, I only give you my situation, and in the middle of investigation, I break down.
She's mine,
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 mine. when we're out together. Everyone knows the way we feel. We both seem to glow with a glow of love, and it's plain to see
our love is real.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are tuned in to Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium. Woo-hoo! I love the R-Gang theme song. Oh God, that's why I play it. It's like great. I love it. Speaking of R-Gang, like I said, Alfalfa Schweitzer. Carl Schweitzer from Our Gang was in my dreams this past week. And so this is how it goes. We have someone who comes in. So we have a musician or anyone who comes in the, or, you know, because I talk to dead entertainers. And so, and historical figures on the other side. And they communicate messages to me. So every week, now that I've had my show running here on WMFO, I have somebody come in my dreams. I've had everybody from Davy Jones, the Monkees, a lot of the Beach Boys, Dick Dale. I name them all. It just happens. It just happens. It's amazing. So Carl Schweitzer from our gang came in my dreams. And remember Alfalfa? Oh my God, that kid. Figaro, Figaro. The suspenders and the poke, his little poke, pointy hair in the back with the part down the middle. What a classic character. And I know he's here right now. I know his spirit's here, like, yeah, she's talking about me. She's talking, she's talking. I came in her dreams. I made it happen. Like, yeah, you definitely did make it happen. So, you know, and it was like, I saw the whole article about the whole curse, and I was just like, I ain't reading about no curses, none of the, yeah, I'm not talking about none of this on this show, because this is creepy. So I just wanted to kind of remind you about, when I watch Our Gang, it really reminds me, what it does is it really takes away a lot of the worries about, you know, modern day life. And it kind of just brings you back to when days were simple. So it is kind of a healing thing for me, like watching Our Gang and old episodes of The Little Rascals, like from the 1930s. It really is more of a healing kind of thing, more than it's just like entertainment. Actually, it's actually very special. And so that's why I'm talking about this, because it's like, oh, it's like, I think anyone who's listening, if you haven't seen the Our Gang episodes, if you haven't watched them, I highly recommend that you get the DVDs or get them on the Netflix or the Hulu or whatever it is. You know, if you've ever seen like Three Stooges, it's like, you know, along those lines. It's really, it's like, and plus they're like kids. They are so bad. It's like, I would be watching, I would be laughing like, like laughing like loudly, and my abs getting an ab workout because they are so bad. I was like, oh my God, I am so glad I don't have kids like that. Like the things they did in these episodes, it's just like, oh my God. Like I've never seen a group of kids just completely getting into trouble. But that's what makes it so comical and so fun. And that's another thing about it, is that it opens up that portal of fun, and that fun we used to have when we were children, and that, you know, we were mischievous and we didn't know any better. And it just brings you back to that. It's like, you know, they didn't know any better. They're just little kids. Yeah, I know they're bad, but they didn't know any better. And it's funny and it's cute. And and I bet during that time of the 1930s, like during the Great Depression, and going through that whole period, it must have been such a joy for people to watch, like things like that, and like Shirley Temple, and, you know, just like kid stars in that time. Just, it must have been such a joy. And because now when I see it and I look at it, it is kind of like that. It takes you away from like a lot of the guck. And I'm gonna say a lot of the stuff, sometimes it is a little disturbing. Like there are there is like a lot of like, ooh, just like weird things that could fly back then, but now it's just like on TV. Like I said, TV, they didn't know any better either. They were kids themselves. Television, you know, adults didn't, you know, just pure ignorance. You can see where I'm getting with this. But anyways, despite all of that, despite, you know, during the times and what it is, you know, there are kids getting together. They're, you know, it was, they had some diversity going on in there. It was just, it was fun and it was light. And the spirit message definitely I got today was, talk about the goodness of the show. Talk about that experience and how it would be great to have something like that now. And I would love to see something like that now. I would just love, it was just so raw and it was just so there. Like kids these days, like it seems like it's not the same, and it wouldn't be the same, you know, if that were to occur now. Like the things they did back then and the times, they were so different. And but they really just had, all they had was each other, and they had, and that's what that was during those times in the Great Depression, 1930s. It's really, they, everyone, what they had was their spirits and their souls. And that's why a lot of times you would see a lot of projection of happiness in the entertainment, which I thought is beautiful. And I wish we kind of had that more, projections of happiness in the entertainment, projections of, you know, comedy and lightness, and just kind of, you know, being free and just in whatever form it was, the wildness and the spunk and, you know, the sprightly energy. So, you know, it just reminds me of that. So I'm glad. Thank you, Carl, for coming into my dreams. I definitely want to put a lightness to you and your passing and how you went. And I'm sure you're reaching the light, you know. Going the way you did is not really pleasant, I know. And I know from experience, you know, I've had two sisters who've crossed over. And unfortunately, they, you know, they were murdered as well. Like, and so it's, you know, it's okay to talk about these things. And it's okay to open up about these because it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be so heavy and it doesn't have to be so harsh. And we can look at it now and look at the lightness. And that's what the show's about. It's about healing that. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have experienced, you know, losing people in a way that was just really not pleasant. And so here, it's a, we can turn it around and look at the magic and understand that our loved ones are eternal. We are all eternal. And those horrible things that happen and we can't explain, we just really look at it as the endearment of chaos and look at it as, you know, you can't really have something, you can't really create something without there being destruction. You can't really have light without dark. And it's really not something we should continuously fear the rest of our lives or see and continuously leave scars on us. They don't need to leave scars on us, these things. We can be light and free. So anyways, moving on to that, I hope there is a healing session in there somewhere for Carl. I'm sure there is. Because your spirit, it's always making me laugh when I watch The R Gang. It's fun. It's great. It's magical. I love it. So, it is definitely PSA hour. Let's move into our PSA. What is the magical PSA going in right now? Big Brother and Big Sister public service announcements. Be a Big Brother, Big Sister, volunteer, or to rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister ages 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again in a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 88-4112-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And amen to this R Gang theme song. So we have about, you know, got a good, you know, it's 2:23. Got some more time. I love it here with you guys, raising the vibrations, raising it and raising the healing for everyone. And I raise healing for my sisters in the spirit world, actually. It came to me this week and it was actually very gorgeous. And I see you and I hear you and love and peace and harmony to you. Thank you for getting me to this point and smiling. You're in the light, smiling bright, smiling good. These spirits, they hear us. They're always hearing us. What do we got coming up? What do we have? Ooh, we have an interesting one. We have the Stray Cats, Can't Hurry Love, a cover. They're covering Can't Hurry Love, Stray Cats. We have the album. We have White Man Hammersmith Palace with the Clash, Labor of Love, UB40. I'm seeing UB40 in August, by the way. You're wondering now about the specials, Teenager in Love. So it's going to be good. I like that little bounce right there. I love that little bounce they just added. Nice. All right. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO here in Paranormal Playground Sounds.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. Well, my mama said, can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. How long can I wait? How much more can I take? People know me next. Because my heart, hard to break, that I can't stand to live my life alone. I grow impatient for a lover to call my own. Well, I feel that I can't go on. Well, those precious words keep me hanging on. Well, my mama said you can't hurry love. No, you
can come in.
Hello, hello, hello. It's the Boston Medium. Right here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hee hee. Right here, right here, right now. I hope you enjoyed this. Come, you know, I had a caller come in and she just wanted to say thanks, and I'm really grateful for that. I hope to hear more of you, and actually you guys can get a reading. So this is every Tuesday, believe it or not. Yeah, every Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m. And the number is 855-91-9636. This is next week. I'm going to more of the days I do leave the lines open. Not this week. More of just a free flow, just kind of welcoming in the new moon for today, and new moon in Cancer and a solar eclipse that's happening. Good energy that's coming in, good energy that's coming through. Get excited, let's get high in a high vibration meaning. And I just want to take this moment to really thank Spirit. Thank you all for listening in. I'm not getting off the air yet. I'm just doing a whole gratitude thing. A whole gratitude. But don't worry, we still got a whole another 20 minutes of paranormal fun. Just really want to step into some gratitude. Stepping into some... Ooh, that's some pumpy pump now of our gang. Just want to say thank you. Feeling the love, feeling the light. I'm just so blessed and honored to be here. And just always bringing that in. Oh God, that's so distracting. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alfalfa Schweitzer, for that whole, for your, like, asking for me to talk about you. Of course, I'm going to talk about you in our gang, and I think everybody needs to see it. I just want to thank Buddy Holly for blessing us with some music. You know, I focal point on Buddy Holly. He's one of my major, major angels. And I call him my studio angel, actually. Like, studio angel and recording angel, actually. He really is. He's just an amazing person. And, you know, I talked about how, you know, I do astral travel. I do leave my body a lot. I do meditate and I go to different places. I trip naturally. And one of the trips I had this week was I jumped into his hair follicles. I jumped into his hair. I was playing in his hair. I was like a little miniature person. I played in his hair, and I played and I slid down the strings of their stand-up bass of the Crickets. So Buddy Holly and the Crickets, their band. So I really went into the time, like, I got to see them practicing. Like, I projected into a parallel time where they were actually doing band rehearsal and I was there. And it was just so, it was so cool. I know this stuff sounds crazy, but that's what this whole portal is for. It's for everybody to let loose and be able to talk about their crazy paranormal experiences, and that's mine. You know, I have that a lot. Like before, like, I've had experiences. I've talked about this. I wanted to be a math quiz. I wanted to be paper on a desk, and I wanted math equations written all over me. I wanted to be a quiz. I really did. I know it sounds funny. It sounds weird, but it's real. It's like, this is the cool stuff you get to do when you meditate and you astral project and you practice mindfulness. You know, I do a lot of shamanic journeying, and I would highly recommend that and get into that if I were you. If you wanted to know what that was like to trip naturally, I'd really highly recommend getting into that. So I'm really excited about the day. Woo! I have a Buddhist meditation to attend to tonight. That's going to be fun, fun, fun in the sun. Actually, not in the sun. It's going to be inside. But still, it's still fun. I'm so grateful for this beautiful sunshine that's coming in. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Nature. I am really grateful I'm grateful for my sobriety and clean time. I'm grateful for my spiritual practice. I'm grateful to be here on the radio, to have my own show here on WMFO in Medford, to be able to be on this wonderful station. It's just perfect. I love everything about this station. I couldn't ask for a better station. So I just wanted to, whoa, someone's calling in. So, in gratitude for that. Let's see who did this. Hello. Hello. Okay. Someone was calling in. I missed it, but next time. Next time will happen. Okay. Ooh, here we go again. Hello? Hello?
I missed it, but next time.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just wanted to say, this is a great station. I just found it.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy?
My friend called me and told me to call.
Oh, bless you and your friend. Thank you for adding so much good vibes to the show today. This is what it's about and connecting. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great, wonderful day.
You really too. Make sure to tune in future shows.
I will, definitely.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was awesome. That was pure awesomeness. You all heard that. That was pure awesomeness. She called in. Oh my God. That was rad. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I got two callers just calling in and saying this is they like the show. How? See, the gratitude just keeps pouring and pouring in. So like I said, I love it here. I love doing this. I'm here every week. Let's get into some more music. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. What do we have? Oh my God, we have Jimmy Soul. This song is so kind of offensive, but like it's such a good tune that it's like, how can I not play this song? Please don't get mad at me for playing this. But here we go. Please don't get mad. Don't get mad. We have Jimmy Soul with If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a friendship one with your wife. So for my personal point of view, pick another girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a friendship one with your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small, and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooking meals on time, she'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Say, man, baby, I saw your wife the other day. Yeah, she's ugly.
Yeah, she's ugly, but she's so
cute, baby. Yeah,
if you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Wanna be happy for the rest of your life,
but never
make a
threat.
ocean calls to me, the night is still. She's where I wanna be, the stars all send their silver light to me, forever shine on me.
Hello, hello. It is the Boston Medium here on WMFO Medford. Yoo, it is time to close. It's been a lovely 2 hours. Happy full moon. Happy solar eclipse. A happy 4th of July. Woohoo! Happy 4th, 4th. The 4th is my favorite absolute holiday. I love it. There's nothing like celebrating an energy of freedom. Loving it, loving it. Well, you hope you have a magnificent day, magnificent week, and please tune in every Tuesday here at 1 to 3 with your host, the Boston Medium, here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, and having some paranormal fun, having a party with our spirit and loved ones. So like I said, the line will be open, usually, from 855-915-9636. And call in to get a free live reading, please. Love, peace, and happiness, and happy 4th to you all. Have a good rest of the day. Have a magical rest of the day. May love and joy reign over you. Because remember, Peace truly does enrich all the magic and all the love. It was so good to be here with your spirit. Have a good one. Here's Stevie Wonder with Overjoyed.
Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my cat.